This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we have a review of Balvenie Single Barrel, first fill, age 12 years. And we're going to try this one on for size, huh? Try it on for size, bruh.
Where did this come from?
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
This is brought to you by Addies.
We're just going to leave it at that.
Located in Williamsville, family-owned and operated, they have an in-house wine sommelier.
Sommelier.
That's not about scotch, but that's fine. They have a very knowledgeable staff and an app if you want to download it.
Jesus.
On your phone. I know, like you're new here. On the Google Playground Play Store or the Apple App Store.
Apple App Store.
If you live within the great state of New York, not so great.
Yeah.
They can ship the products right to your door. Otherwise, wine only. So they got a lot of stuff, huge selection. Check them out. Addies. Down the street from Neat. All right. Where did this come from?
I just found it in my collection, and it was something that we haven't reviewed yet.
You're so annoying in my collection.
I'm sorry that I'm not an alcoholic and drink it immediately the second that I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you gotta play the game, huh?
You can't take it with you. Also,
anywho,
what's in front of us?
Yeah, so we got books. Our new friend Greg, fan of the show, won't give last name, for obs reasons.
Security.
Don't want y'all guys to stalk him, even though you could probably stalk him through his Etsy store where he sells his little pamphlets. So these are whiskey books. He calls him a drama diary. And we're going to be filling it out today and going forward because it's a good way for you to document the whiskeys that you've tried. If you are really serious about trying whiskeys and you want to have a documentation on each whiskey that you try and how they differ from each other, a dram diary or a whiskey journal or anything like that is a very useful resource so you can start documenting some of this stuff. And Greg did a great job of describing everything that you would probably want to know in these little sheets. You can buy these sheets online. You'd put them in your own notebook. And it goes through everything like name, distillery, type, origin, tasting date, nose, palate, finish, and additional notes. It gives you a flavor wheel and all this other type of stuff. So if you're interested in documenting your whiskey experience, head over to Greg's Etsy shop. I will put a link in the description. You can go over there and support a fellow bourbon friend or whiskey friend because today we're not having bourbon, we're having whiskey.
No E. This is scotch.
All right, so this is the Balvenie. It's very uncommon for a scotch distillery to still be owned by the family that started it. It's very, very few and far between. Normally, they get bought up by, like, the big dudes, like Diageo, or they get bought up by who owns William Grant & Son that owns Glenfiddich. Like,
right.
They always buy up stuff, but Balvenie stuck with their roots, and I mean, about them.
You can't power move. We'll leave it at that.
Power move. So this is a single barrel, the first fill ex-bourbon. So this is the first time Scotch has touched an ex-bourbon barrel. They've really talked about the char, so I would assume that it's probably a char level 3. This comes from, obviously, Balvenie, which is in the Speyside region of Scotland. This is 12 years old, cask number 22,081. The strength of this is 47.8% or 95.6 proof. And the price of this is probably anywhere above $100. They don't really sell it anymore, and they don't have it listed on the Balvenie's website. So if you do find this, it's probably going to be few and far between, so pick it up while you see it. but it is going to probably be around $100, maybe a little lower, a little higher, depending on the store that you're purchasing it from. And obviously, since it's Scotch, this is 100% malted barley, and we're going to go from there. So label branding, what do you got, friend?
I love the fact that the packaging is as involved as it is. They have a lot of different things, not only just with the... What are you searching for?
I had
for?
One myself, bro. Where did it go?
What, your pen? Pen?
Yeah. I had it out here. Where'd it go?
I don't know. Did you throw it somewhere?
Hello?
Any Hoosiers. Anyway. They got a bunch of stuff on the label. We have an intruder upstairs.
Sure do.
But this is, I think, one of the most involved labels on the packaging that Belvini has.
Yeah, I would agree. I agree. Did you take mine?
No.
I don't know where it went, bro. Yeah. But no, yes, it's very involved. There's a lot of words on it. Normally, their packaging is not like this. They completely changed it for this single barrel release. Normally, they are tan in their packaging, and this is very, like, descriptive and white and blue. It's very BHH color.
Which I like.
Yeah.
It's busy, but it's still classy. Mm-hmm. So let's open the packaging. What does the bottle look like? More of the same or no?
No. Kind of, yes. So that's your bottle.
It's right very light.
Yeah, it's very light. It is, like I said, 12 years aged in first fill bourbon casks. So, yeah. I mean, I think from a Belvini standpoint, it's a pretty bottle. I wouldn't... I mean, it's tough to, like, differentiate between this and the, like, 14-year Caribbean cask. But I will say, if you do see the bottle somewhere, it's not necessarily, like, a crazy... exciting bottle. You would, I think, expect a little bit more from a single barrel. And also the color isn't as appealing as something like a Caribbean cask as well. So probably all in all, I would go bottle and packaging maybe like an A check plus.
No, A check fits. I wouldn't go A check plus. Okay. I'd go A check. The other aspect too is for 12 years, it's unbelievably light in color.
Very.
So I'm really curious to see what this tastes like.
Okay, so A
and or smells like.
Correct.
Because that's next. We've done this before. A few hundred times.
So A check plus. Or yes. No, A check, we said.
Yeah, A check. Okay. No plus.
I agree, agree. All right, let's pour this bad boy out. And let's start giving her a little nose, huh? Good pouring experience. I do love the way that they do the top of their bottle, how it kind of flares out. It does make for a nice pouring experience. Also, when you want to pour it, you can kind of latch it onto the rim of your glass, which is nice. It just makes the pouring experience a little bit better and ensures that you don't drip. A little drip drip. Let's take this off because this is weird.
That's got to be driving you nuts.
It was driving me nuts. And I didn't know that it even existed until like 15 minutes when I pulled this out of our collection. So, correct.
I'm glad you said our. Anyways.
I mean, it's mine, so.
The nose is inviting. It's the best word for it. It's fruity.
It makes sense. It's very
fruity. Because it's Belvini.
It's very fruity. It's very...
It's like fruit skins, though.
It's almost like a really high sugar content. Like this smells like this is going to make you pucker a little bit. Like that's how sweet it is.
Right. I hope it doesn't.
But you're getting extremely ripe, almost like Granny Smith apples. You're getting green bananas, like underripe bananas a little bit. It's a very sweet and fruit forward nose for sure. You can get a little bit of, like, the green grape, like, kind of almost an influence of, like, a white wine.
I do like the nose. For me...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A minus.
Okay. I agree with that. I agree. So a little bit of a, I would probably assume for this, like, green grape, green apple, green banana, really, really fresh. Especially compared to the other products, because I feel like their other products are a little bit more down the rabbit hole of like a pear or a ripe apple. This gives it, which is weird because this is only 12 year. This gives the impression of it being a little bit younger too.
It doesn't, for 12 years, I just don't understand how it's that light. Yeah. I really don't. Initial taste? I mean, honestly, this is perfect for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Buffalo summer.
Yeah, I mean, it gets you a little bit with the vanilla. In the initial taste, there's some like caramelized sugar in there, just a very little hint of it. And we'll get to the ending note in a little bit. But for the initial taste, it's kind of bourbon forward for a scotch. This isn't a tradition. Like you, when I say a bourbon forward, it's not like something that you would expect a bourbon to taste like because it's not. But for a scotch, this is obviously first fill, which means this is the first time scotch is entering an old bourbon barrel, which is a little bit rare. Which is why they called that out on this. So you're getting some predominant bourbon characteristics in this scotch. I would almost put this flavor note somewhat similar to like a Glenfiddich 14, which is the very bourbon forward Glenfiddich, I would assume.
No, that tracks.
Yeah.
The other element too is it's hot.
Yeah.
It's much hotter than I thought it would be. You said it's 94.6 proof.
Yeah.
So
95.6.
Yeah. Even still, it's surprisingly hot, but it's a very high hug. It does not pass your esophagus from a burn standpoint, mm-hmm. which I like. But I agree. Vanilla, caramel, sugar are the three major notes for the initial taste, which my initial taste rating will be an A.
Yeah, I think A is fine. A minus maybe.
A check.
Okay, check. I think that, especially from the other products, this so far has been probably on the lower end. Like I would even put Double Wood above this right now.
Right.
This is very sweet to me. This is a very sweet product.
Very.
So going to the ending note, you're getting more of that green apple, almost like a stale Jolly Rancher taste, where it's kind of going down and leaving your mouth feel a little bit viscous to me. Similar to that of like a syrup, like a sugared, kind of like a Jolly Rancher, how it kind of makes you feel a little bit coagulated and syrupy because it's all that refined sugar and added sugar that's in candy.
I'm also picking up fig in the ending note, which I don't know if you are, but I am.
I feel like that's one of your favorite things to pick up in whiskey.
Fig?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to murder Fig Newtons growing up. No more than four, though. I wasn't a pig.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could get behind that. I'm getting more, definitely, though, like green apple.
Oh, it's super fruity. It's super fruity. Yeah. I'm just trying to find, like, levels to this other than fruit because it's so prominent that it's, like, borderline difficult to think of anything else.
Yeah.
But Fig is, like, an undertone in my world. So the ending note also... It's not super one-dimensional. The product in itself isn't really one-dimensional, so it kind of makes you want more, which is good. I also want more always because I'm Irish, so take that with a grain of salt.
A lot of the times, too, with scotch, you kind of get some of like a medicinal or iodine or something like that note to this. You're not really getting the medicinal note, but you are getting somewhat of like a sulfury note that you would kind of... The one that had a huge sulfur note was the one from Wales. What was the one from Wales that we had? Pendrin. Pendrin whiskey had that very high sulfur note in there. And this is kind of teetering on that a little bit where it's getting to that level where it's getting to be picked up. But I wouldn't say that this is a sulfury scotch in general.
I wonder if the bourbon cask was like freaking out being in Scotland.
Probably. I mean, it happens all the time.
You're right. Mm-hmm. But still in all, like it's probably reacting very differently in a very weird way.
This isn't smoky, so anybody that's thinking about scotch, this isn't a smoky one. Speyside is very user-friendly when you want to get to transitioning from a bourbon to a scotch because it isn't smoky. It does seem to be a little bit more fruitier, and this one definitely falls in vain. This is a very sweet Speyside scotch that has its roots in green apple and kind of like a green Jolly Rancher type feel. This is a very sweet scotch.
Any note rating, B plus?
Yeah, I would probably go B plus. This is, in all of Balvenie's products, this is not my favorite.
Well, no. I mean, we've been very forthcoming about our favorite, which is a Caribbean Cask 14 year, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's like a staple in our lives. So, final rating. Derek, give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1, 88, 89.
Not a bad rating. Now, would you have this in your collection? Obviously, you would, but I almost feel like you did add this to your collection just because it's a Balvenie.
I did.
And it's a single barrel, and you're like, huh, that's interesting. I'm going to try that.
I did, because they redid their packaging for this product. And for this kind of line, I guess. I don't know if it was because they wanted to try something new, but they ended up going back to the old packaging. So I saw this on the shelf, and I just got excited because I didn't know what it was going to be. And at the time, that was really when – I mean, this product is pretty old at this point. This product is probably like about a year and a half old. At the time, I was super into Balvenie and super into Speyside scotches. And since transitioning to Islay – this, going back to this and trying this, it's very, very sweet, which is why I, right now, if I found it on the shelf, I wouldn't have it in my collection just because it doesn't do anything for me. But if you do find it out there, it being pretty rare, it being a single barrel, and if you do like Speyside scotch, it's worth the money. It's just, I wouldn't buy it right now on my current whiskey journey.
I'd buy it, but I'd also pretty much buy anything Balvenie because I love Balvenie, and that's where I stand on this. So... in my opinion, it's worth having, even if it's just a quick dram, you know, pour a little, hang out, talk a bit, have other people try it, get them into the idea that, you know what this is great for? It's a gateway into scotch.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, scotch is peaty. Oh, really? Try this. That'll shut them up. So thanks for watching. We appreciate your support. We're going to clamor on through the next one. So if you're interested, come back next week and then watch another Off the Rails whiskey review where we just dive into all things label, brandy, nose, initial taste, any note, final rating, and if we would have it in our collection.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody. Please remember to always drink responsibly, be a good person, and Michael.
Don't litter.
We're out.
Yeah!
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.